Azizamustafazadeh, the Princess of Jazz, Jaziza, the virtuoso jazz pianist and vocalist from the Land of Fire, Azerbaijan. I met her in 1997 after one of her concerts at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London. She even signed copies of her first three CDs for me. I was also approached by a radio journalist who was interviewing random members of the audience during the intermission of the concert, which Time Out magazine had made pick of the week. I'm from the BBC's Azerbaijani service, she said, and would like to know what you think of the concert. What's your name? Onik Krikorian, I answered, only to be met by a look of shock. Although I might consider myself British, names mean everything to people from the Caucasus, and the last surname a journalist from Azerbaijan expected to happen upon was an Armenian one. Armenia and Azerbaijan fought a bitter war during the early 1990s, and although a ceasefire agreement was signed in 1994, tensions between the two countries remain high even today. Back then, having downed two whiskies with a friend during the break and anyway feeling exhilarated by a furious fusion of jazz and the Azerbaijani improvised vocal tradition of Muham, there seemed only one way to break the ice. I hope culture can bring Armenia and Azerbaijan together, I said, hoping that my words didn't come across too slurred. The journalist smiled. Thank you, she said, placing her hand on her heart. Fast forward a year, and I was to find myself in Armenia. Then working at the United Nations in Yerevan, I would also play Azizamustafazadeh while working late at the weekend. On the whole, Armenians working in the same office didn't complain. That was, however, until one night, when a local UN employee's wife visited and reacted harshly against the music. So much so, in fact, that she took the desktop speakers of my computer and threw them to the floor. Her reaction, though, was a rare one. A year later, while researching contemporary Armenian music for a series of articles, the mere mention of Mustafazadeh would often result in a smile on the face of many a local musician, especially those singing jazz. Their eyes would especially shine at the mention of Aziz's father, the late Vagif Mustafazadeh, a man considered one of the best examples of Soviet jazz, and of whom, B.B. King said, people call me the king of the blues, but if I could play the piano like you do, I would call myself God. Azizamustafazadeh CDs were also openly on sale in many a music shop in Yerevan, albeit as pirated copies. A friend from Azerbaijan likewise says that even if CDs by the French-Armenian crooner Charles Aznavour are not as openly sold, they are certainly available under the counter if you ask. And this tentative link between Armenian and Azerbaijani culture being appreciated in the other's country isn't limited to these genres. Quite a few Azerbaijani youth activists are fans of US-Armenian rock band System of a Down, for example. And that's beside the Armenian troubadour Said Nova writing most of his poems and compositions in Azerbaijani, then the lingua franca of the region in the 18th century. Which leads me on to the point of this podcast. This year, the annual Eurovision Song Contest will be held in Baku, Azerbaijan, and Armenia has said it will participate, even though it is very rare indeed for Armenians to visit Azerbaijan or vice versa, in an environment which many consider is tending towards a new war, rather than the signing of a lasting peace agreement. Such a reality has been particularly evident at past Eurovisions, where Armenia and Azerbaijan have become better known for mutual mudslinging and scandals. Will this year be different? It's hard to say, but some have hoped that culture and music might prove able to bring the two sides closer together. Only today, for example, one Azerbaijani media outlet interviewed Bernard Klassen, a former co-chair of an international group concerned with the release of prisoners and the tracing of missing persons from the Karabakh conflict. Where no politics are involved and art prevails, he said, people find it easier to understand and accept each other, even if they have been in conflict with each other in the past. Maybe if people listen to each other's music and enjoy it, this will be a beginning of good relations and friendship, Klassen continued. Many Armenians have Azerbaijani friends, and most of them were friends when Armenians and Azerbaijanis lived together in peace. It's an absolute reality, a part of their lives. Therefore, I think it's easier to resolve the Armenian-Azerbaijani conflict than many other conflicts on our planet. The main thing is that those who are tired of war would like to live in peace, raise their children without fear for their future, to build and not destroy. And then, he concluded, things will work out, and it will turn out to be not so difficult to live in peace. I couldn't have put it better myself. And now, as the Caucasus editor for Global Voices Online, a major citizen media site, which has reported on Armenia, Georgia, and Azerbaijan in Eurovision since they joined the competition. It's also why I will be applying for accreditation to cover the competition on the ground in Baku this year. Despite my Armenian surname, I've been told that the presidential administration of Azerbaijan and other official bodies will not prevent my doing so. Given the nature of the Karabakh conflict to date, that is already quite something.